Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And as always, a big Monday of football to talk about. What a weekend. We actually got two games tonight. Kansas City right now up 13-10. Looks like threatening to score again and really take control of this game with Buffalo if they get a touchdown. But then later on, the nightcap, Arizona at Dallas. Of course, Dallas, no Dak Prescott. This should be a good one as well. So we got a great night, a great show of football. Keep it locked right here the next 3 hours, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM, Channel 83. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What up?
What's happening? What's going on?
I heard you didn't go to Vegas, man.
No, I am.
What happened?
I am not happy. Yes, it was a bad situation.
What?
The worst. Yes. And I went to the airport. I was ready to go. I'm not going to mention the bad airline that screwed me out of my
Who?
Trip. I'll just say it's an airline called.
You just tweeted it. You might as well. But,
it's called Jet Brown. I'll call it Jet Brown.
So Jet what Brown. Happened though? What happened?
So
I'm shocked.
They changed my flight twice, like the time of it. So I got all these emails
and
whatnot. Was
it delayed?
No, they just changed it. They said
they
first,
probably don't have as many flights going now.
Exactly. So okay. They changed it to at first, it was supposed to be a morning flight to an evening flight. Okay, so I was fine with that. I got all the calls. I got everything. I was like, okay, no problem. So I can't check in at home. I don't know what's going on. I try. I get to the airport, and there's nobody there. I'm like, what do you mean there's nobody there? The flight's up on the board. There's nobody at the counter. So I'm like bummed out. So I'm like, okay, this stinks. So I call them, find out. They changed my flight again from Saturday night to Sunday night.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
I mean, come on. If you book your ticket for a Saturday, there's a reason. How can you change your ticket to another complete different day? So that was the next thing. And then I got on the phone, argued with them, and the bottom line is I canceled my other two existing flights on Jet Brown because I can't trust them because they had already changed my second flight as well, changed the day of the flight, which is just unacceptable. You cannot change the day of the flight.
I assume you got your money back.
I got my money back. But I'm not happy.
Wow.
Because I didn't get to see Lamar.
Lamar had a big weekend planned for you.
Yes. I didn't get to see Bernie Fratto and Mark Wilson, my old former partners from Detroit, who now live out there. I was supposed to have dinner, meet a couple other friends. All my plans ruined.
And you didn't get to see the Packers either because they didn't show up.
What?
For the big game in Tampa Bay. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos on a Magic City Monday. We got the super producer, Rob G, in full effect. And on the updates, that's right, it's the Hey Man, Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get down to it. Big game of the week is the biggest game of the weekend. Everybody was looking forward to it. I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie in front. I picked Green Bay. I was shocked. I was as stunned as anyone else.
I would hope that you wouldn't consider it's on tape from Friday.
Well, right. Okay. Everything's not funny.
No, but I'm not funny. How in the world could you come up today and act like you didn't? It's on tape. You picked
them. Oh, no.
That's what I meant.
But Tampa Bay just put it on them. 38-10. I don't know if I've ever seen Aaron Rodgers look so bad. He was 11 for 26. Passer rating of like something crazy. Let me get his numbers. It was horrific. Two interceptions. First two interceptions of the year. He had the pick six that really got it rolling. They start off, I thought it might be a route the other way. Green Bay up 10-0 after the first quarter. And then Rodgers fell apart. Passer rating 35.4. Second lowest in a game in his career that he played the whole game and didn't leave with injury. 160 yards, no touchdowns, two picks. Here's what Rodgers said about the game.
You don't ever want to lose like this. I felt like we needed a little bit of a wake-up call at some point this season because things have been so good. And there's been so much talk maybe outside the building about the ease with which we're, you know, moving the ball on offense and scoring. And, you know, I think we need a kind of a kick in the ass a little bit as a little bit of a wake-up to, you know, stop feeling ourselves so much and get back to the things that got us this position. And I think this would be, unfortunately, but fortunately, something we can really, really grow from.
Yeah, I think, you know, wake up call is one way to put it. But I think Rodgers needed the wake up call as much as anybody else. Rodgers needed the slap in the face, the humbling like everybody else. Aaron Rodgers was the one a week ago to say a bad season for me is a good season for most quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers needed the humbling like anyone else. And I tell you what, Rob, I look, Aaron Rodgers, you know I think he's great. Obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. But I felt like watching that game, I saw the things that have made Tom Brady a six-time Super Bowl champion and the things that have made Aaron Rodgers a guy that hasn't gotten back to the Super Bowl in a decade. Not that there aren't other factors. Obviously, Brady's had the great coach in Belichick. He had the great defenses. Rodgers' defenses have at times let him down. But on the Brady side, you know, he didn't throw for 400 yards. He threw for 166. Nothing special. But two touchdowns, no interceptions. And what I mean by what I saw from him, I saw, you mock me, but it's true. Anyone who knows the position knows that quarterbacking is not just about physical ability. The two best quarterbacks we've ever seen, Tom Brady and Joe Montana, it wasn't about their physical gifts. Obviously, they had some, but they weren't the most gifted physically. But the intangibles, the mental game, the leadership, being able to galvanize a team, and Tom Brady, we saw a week ago, going off on his offensive linemen about the penalties. They were a mess, and we knew Bruce Arians ain't going to be the one to clean this up. This is what he does. He runs a loose ship. But Tom Brady, part of his job was to come in there and put his personality on that team, teach them about winning. And sure enough, a week later, yesterday, they become the first team this season to go a full game with no penalties. I attribute a lot of that to Tom Brady. Then the pass, the touchdown pass to Gronk, perfectly thrown. Make no mistakes. The defense is running roughshod over Green Bay. He makes no mistakes. Leadership, no mistakes, perfectly thrown pass when it needs to be. On the other hand, look, Aaron Rodgers was great in that Super Bowl in 2010. 3 touchdowns, just fantastic. But, man, he's had a lot of big games where he just didn't get it done. And I know this wasn't a playoff game, but it still was a big game. Everything was touted. Brady versus Rodgers. Let's see if Tampa Bay's for real. And Aaron Rodgers wets the bed. Because it wasn't just, the pick six was bad enough, but that happens. It's happened to Brady, obviously, several times. Then the following pick, that's bad enough, but it happens. But after that, he looked shook. He misses Mercedes Lewis wide open for a sure touchdown. He underthrows Valdez Scantling later. He has a delay of game that Troy Aikman even said on the broadcast is on Aaron Rodgers. He looked shook. And I'm saying, I've said it before, his performances in NFC title games is not good. How a guy that hardly ever throws interceptions in 4 NFC title games, he's got 6 TDs and 7 picks. And there are times when the great Aaron Rodgers, when the lights are bright, he gets shook. That's what I took away from yesterday. Sorry for hogging up much of the time. Real talk.
All right, bad day at the office. That's all I got for you since you took all the time. I looked at it as simply a bad day at the office that got off to a bad start. They had been perfect all year, no turnovers. I'm talking about not even interceptions, no turnovers whatsoever. They had won 9 games in a row regular season. They had a lot of stuff going their way, and it just got away from them. That's the only way I look at that game. I don't look at it any other way. They're not going to win every game. And you can look at it any way you want, but what's funny is when Tom Brady doesn't play well or with the Bears game and that game where they scored only a touchdown in the first quarter, your response is always, oh, yeah, they'll be fine. And you know what I'm going to say about the Packers? They'll be fine.
Tom Brady's in a new offense with new teammates. Half the team, receivers, skill position players weren't even there, early in the season. This is going to be a work in progress. I'm not going to sit here and talk about how I picked Tampa Bay to win to get to the Super Bowl and lose to Kansas City, but get there. Because it's early. It's a long way to go. They're going to have, another valley, but I think they're going to make the playoffs. And with that defense, I think they can do some damage. So it's early. I'm not going to overreact to it. But you're a guy, Rob, who always, and this is good. I agree with you on this. You look at the schedule. And when you look at the Packers' schedule, Vikings they beat, Lions they beat, Saints, good win, but, 37-30, Falcons they beat. They were finally up against a better team, and they got pushed around. Beyond Rodgers, that defense, it's a little bit soft. And I remember last year, I thought the 49ers were the only ones that could really manhandle them. But Tampa Bay manhandled them, just physically. And I think that's an issue for the Packers. I'm not writing them off. I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl or get there, but, they're going to be in the playoffs and they're going to be a factor. But I thought there were some things in that game that made you say, does that concern you or give you pause at least? You talk about the schedule, not beating, really good teams and stuff like that.
No, everything is good.
Are we doing the show or are you eating lettuce and cheese in your kitchen?
No, I said, no, I'm not. I don't look at it like that because you're not going to win every game. You're not going to beat every good team. You're not going to win every game. It's just the NFL. We see it week to week where you see games where you think teams are going to win and they don't get it done. And for whatever reason, if you would have told me that that Tampa Bay was up 13-0 on the Bears and they would lose that game. I don't think most people would have believed that, but they did. It happens. So I'm a realist when it comes to it. I can't expect that Green Bay is going to win every game and everything's going to go right. No team, I can't remember how many teams had gone 4 weeks to start the season with no turnovers on any level. So things even out. Nobody's going to be perfect. I just look at it as a bad day.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Did Sunday reveal some underlying issues with Aaron Rodgers? You heard my take. Big games, bright lights. Does he get shook? Or, like Rob said, is it just a bad day at the office? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a Magic City Monday. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could save, could have been saving, I'm sorry, on car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as watching your dog growl at the wall and realizes he sees something you don't. So go to Geico.com and get yourself a quote. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Who you agree with, me? Aaron Rodgers get a little shaken in these big games. Or Rob, just a bad day at the office. Nothing to worry about. 877-99 on Fox.
Tori in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, man, I gotta agree with Chris on this one. As a bona fide Green Bay Packer fan, before Brett Favre got traded from Atlanta, I gotta say he was a little bit shook because of what the defense threw at him. I don't think he was ready for that game.
They blitzed him more than he's seen. They hit him more than he's been hit the last, you know, this whole season.
He was late in a couple of throws too, late, and they were dropping balls and. He was stepping back and trying to maneuver, and he also fumbled the ball once.
Yeah, once it started going bad, he went completely stopped.
I think he got shook too.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it was a bad day. But
Matt in Milwaukee, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man? Be interested to hear your take. Obviously, you're a cheesehead.
I am, and I agree with Chris. I agree with you, man, on this one. Aaron is just. Ever since he stepped in for Favre, he's just not a very vocal quarterback. He's really reserved, and it showed yesterday when he, I think it was on one of the last drives, when he was walking to the sideline and he was shaking his head. And it's like, why don't you be more vocal with your offensive line and, you know, be more vocal with your receivers? I just think he's too reserved. Who's the better quarterback, him or Brady? Tom Brady all day. And it's not even because he was with Belichick. It's just, he's just the better, you know.
He got the intangibles. More, like I said, yeah,
Yeah, he's more intense. He knows what he's doing. And just Rodgers just looked like crap yesterday. He just doesn't, ever since that Super Bowl win, he just, and you can blame the team, you can blame the coaching. He's just not, I just don't think he's, you know, he was shaken up last night for sure.
All right, Max in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, Chris?
What's up,
Rob?
Man?
You know you're my guy, but I got to roll with Chris on this. I've really never really quite understood the whole thing with Rodgers sometimes. It just seems like he's hot some games, he'll go on streaks, and then he comes back to a game like this where it's a primetime afternoon event against Tom Brady. A potential NFC title game matchup possibly. And he just comes out there with a dud. I'm really bothered because it's off a bye week. You know, you come off a bye, your coaching staff, everybody needs to be ready to go. Now, I know they've had some serious injuries. I know they've had some depletions at receiver. I know they got their best receiver back, and it looked like he was kind of forcing some things to Adam sometimes. But he just looked shook. He just looked like Tom Brady did against the Bears defense. He looked like he got smacked in the mouth and just forgot about playing, and I just don't like it. That's all I wanted to say.
Good point about the bye week. You should be more prepared. I mean, you had to know some of what at least Tampa Bay was going to throw at them, and they weren't ready for it.
Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How you doing? It's Magic City Monday.
We're good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to use the same point as the last caller, but I'm going a different direction. I've seen it over and over again after bye weeks. I see it when teams get byes in the playoffs. Teams after bye weeks come out stale and look bad. It happens all the time. It happened last year to Baltimore. They come out and look bad against Tennessee. It's happened for years. Even the Chiefs come out and look stale after their bye week. They got down 21-0, but because they had the great Pat Mahomes, they came back. I see this a lot. I don't think bye weeks benefit teams. I think teams that are playing week to week are sharper. And I think if these two teams play again, we'll see a better matchup. I hate to hear these Green Bay fans turn on Aaron Rodgers like that. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a great.
Well, there's no disputing that he's a Hall of Famer and an all-time great. But he's had some struggles in some of these big games. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Cliff Avril coming up. Super Bowl champion, NFL analyst. He's about to join us, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Super Bowl champion, now an NFL analyst. Cliff Avril. Cliff, what is up, brother? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, man, appreciate you guys having me. It's always a pleasure coming and hollering at you guys. How things y'all way, first and foremost?
Yeah, we are good, man. We are good, and it's great to have you on. Let's get right to it. And one of your former teams, the Seattle Seahawks, you obviously played with Dak Prescott, won a Super Bowl with him. I'm sorry, with Russell Wilson, my bad. Wilson. Are you, even you who knows his greatness, you saw it firsthand up close, are you even surprised by what he's doing this season? I mean, he's on a roll that is just unprecedented.
No, I'm not surprised at all, man. You know, what's interesting with Russ is, you know, a lot of people get onto him because of his personality and different things like that. But that man, one thing about him for sure is he genuinely and truly believes he can win any and every football game, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the score is, no matter, you know, how bad he's played in the first three quarters. So to see him continue to elevate his game, because each and every year since he's been in the league, he's gotten better. And year nine, to steady getting better, that's pretty impressive stuff.
Hey, Cliff, what's going on with the New York Jetropolitans? I mean, what does Adam Gase need to do to be fired? I mean, they got shut out again. 24-0 to the Dolphins. The defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, kind of throws a little jab out there. Any good player who says anything, they trade away. Why would an organization give that much power to a guy who just hasn't produced, hasn't done anything as a head coach? I'm stunned by this.
You know what? Hey, say, sometimes you just sit there and scratch your head. Some guys got it better than others. That's the only thing you can come up with because, like you just said, I mean, you know, for those guys, the Jets, I mean, just watching that game and seeing how bad things have been for them, and yet he still has a job. And, I mean, he didn't do any better at the last stop he was at, and yet he
right.
had a head coaching job, and he's kind of doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? What else can he proved to show that he shouldn't be a head coach in the NFL at this particular moment. I don't know what they need to do. From my understanding, the Jets haven't fired somebody during a head coach during the season in forever. So maybe they stick to that, and hopefully he can change some things up.
Yeah, that's worked out well for them. They've won a Super Bowl back in 1969. That's really worked out. Let me follow up with this thing too, Chris. Baker Mayfield and the Browns, you know, they were off to a nice start, won some games, go to Pittsburgh, and they have a good defense, and it's a tough team to beat. That would be a great win if they were to win that game. So I'm not that stunned, to be honest, that they didn't win it. But Baker Mayfield, where are you on him, and is that a referendum on his quarterback play and where he is?
Man, you know, Baker's one of those guys. I hate to go in on players. You know, I hate to down players because I understand and I respect, you know, the work ethic that goes into being a professional athlete. But, boy, Baker's gotten a lot of opportunities, though. More opportunities than most other guys get on NFL rosters. And I get he's a first-round draft pick. You expect him to be, you know, a franchise quarterback. But with the talent that surrounds him, you know, I mean, the other 31 quarterbacks in the NFL would be chopping at the bits. You know what I'm saying? Like, just making things happen. So, for me, it's just one of those situations. It's like, is he good enough? Or should we start applying more pressure by bringing in a veteran to see if he can elevate his game to another level? Because this hasn't been consistent enough for me to really believe in him just yet. You know, he can have the three-game runs where he balls out and then he does, you know, he gets benched in the fourth quarter or the third quarter, whatever the case may be. So this consistency has been an issue for him, and that's the hardest thing to do in the NFL is be consistent. And he hasn't been able to do so far.
Cliff, yesterday, the big game of the weekend, Tampa Bay and Green Bay. And obviously, Aaron Rodgers was atrocious. I mean, it was shocking how bad he was, being that he's an all-time great quarterback. But when you look at – and yesterday is just a regular season game, but it was a big one. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. That was a big game. And when I look at some of his NFC championship performances, in four of them, he's got six touchdowns. Seven picks. This is a guy that doesn't throw interceptions. You saw it in 2014. You guys beat them in the NFC title game. He had two picks and less than 200 yards. Is he a different quarterback in the big games? He was great in that Super Bowl. That was 10 years ago. Is he? I think he looks like he's a different quarterback in some of these big moments.
You know what? That's interesting that you say that. You know, I can honestly say I've probably only beaten A-Rod maybe four times in my career, and I probably played them every single year. But those four games were in big games, you know what I mean? Whether it's the NFC Championship, whether it's, you know, trying to get into the playoffs, whatever the case may be. But I don't know if it's big games or not. The boy is nice. He just didn't look good at all last night going against that defense. But I'll tell you where the game switched up, because that first quarter, he looked like he was about to torch the Bucks. But then they found a way to contain him, because that first quarter he was able to roll out of the pocket and different things like that. But then you started seeing when they kept him in the pocket, you know, the D linemen and some of those blitzes that were getting after him kind of rattled him. He's human being. He's just like the other 31 quarterbacks in the NFL. You hit them enough, they get rattled. I don't care how great they are. You hit them enough, they get rattled. And I think that's kind of what happened to him.
It looks pretty obvious, too, that if Tampa Bay is going to make a run, it's going to be mostly – by their great defense, and Brady will be more relegated to like a game manager and moving the ball along and making the plays that they need to keep the chains moving. But it's Tampa Bay is about the defense, isn't it?
It looks like it right now. Now, I will say there were some throws Brady made last night where you was like,
was crazy.
He's 43 years old. So you have to respect he still has it there. But if he can lean on the defense a little bit, I don't think that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? I still think he can make the plays whenever he needs to. You see him and Gronk kind of getting their 1-2 punch in here and there. But for sure, the core of this team right now is the defense. But I think Brady can bring them back if they need to whenever that situation presents itself.
What do you think about, you know, there's been everything from they won't make the playoffs to they'll win the Super Bowl. What's your kind of prediction for Tampa Bay?
I think they definitely make the playoffs. Now, winning the Super Bowl, I haven't seen enough sample sizes to say, you know what, this is the for sure team that's going to go to the Super Bowl. Because, I mean, you're talking about the NFC. I mean, it's pretty stacked. Right. You talk about Seattle. You talk about some of these different teams. The NFC West in general is pretty stacked, right? So, as far as for making it to the Super Bowl, I'm not sure. I do think they make the playoffs. I do think they possibly make a run in the playoffs. But I need to see a little bit more to see if they're Super Bowl contending team.
What's happened to Ryan Tannehill? I mean, they had no use for him in Miami. Adam Gase again, and yet this dude has been unstoppable. I mean, he's
unreal.
He's playing unreal football. What is that a change of scenery? The right scheme, the right coach believing in him. How does a guy go from we don't want you to where he is now?
See, that's the interesting thing with the NFL and football in general is all it takes is one coach to hate you, and that's the end of your career. All it takes is one coach to like you, and that could be the beginning of your career, and that's clearly an example with Tannehill. You know, one coach dislikes him, he can't do anything, can't win any ball games, let's get rid of him. Then you go put him in a system where a coach is willing to get behind him and actually you know, create a system that works for what he's good at, and look at him now. You see what I'm saying? So I think it's just one of those situations that he just happened to find a situation, a coach that really likes him, that really wants to see him succeed,
They surround him with the right players, and he's out there executing. He's out there making things happen.
Super Bowl champion Cliff Avril joining the iCouple. Last thing, Cliff, the NFC East, and I say this in all seriousness, have you ever seen such a bad division? And real talk, when you're playing in the NFL and, you know, you're in a regular division that's good. Obviously, the NFC West has been great for the last several years. What are you looking at that division thinking this isn't fair? You know, the winner shouldn't be in the playoffs. Like, you know, what are other guys in other divisions thinking about that division?
I think it's more of at the end of the season, if you're a 10-win team and you don't make it yet, one of these guys that won six games makes it. Like, that's six, when you stick off. It's like,
we've never seen that. Six wins, but
they might make a new rule right there on the spot if they go 6-10.
Yeah, but this is an aberration. We know that. I mean, there's always a division that maybe is not as great, or you win nine games and you might win.
It's
not
that bad, though. I mean, it's rare. I haven't seen one this bad. I know we got a long way to go.
It's a long way to go. Right.
Yes, 9-7. But right now, it looks horrible.
No, it looks bad. It looks bad. I mean, these teams, I can't even explain how bad it looks. You know what I mean? And again, think about it, like if you're the NFC West and you're San Francisco or even Arizona, whoever it may be, and you're dominating, but you aren't able to win your division, and yet you play anyone on the NFC East, and you straight dominate them, but yet one of those guys gets to the playoffs. It's just hard as a player to accept that, but that's just the way the system is. But they got to clean some things up, man, because it's hurtful to watch. Sometimes.
Look, the Giants are 1-5, and they could be playing for first place in their next game.
unreal.
I mean, it's horrible.
Unreal.
All right, this is our man, Cliff Avril. Hey, man, you're doing a great job, too. Obviously, you've been doing it for a while now with the broadcasting, but keep it up, man.
I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate you always having me on, and next time, let's get at it.
All right, brother. Peace. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Going to talk a little baseball. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We're coming to you live from the GEICO Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. Quick update on the early game Monday night. Chiefs up 23-17, about 2 minutes left. They're right at the two-minute warning. And they're coming in to kick a field goal to put them up 9. That should end it. But, hey, you got to play the game. Rob, terrific game 7 last night. I thought a terrific series. I mean, the Dodgers come back from 3-1 down. Look, I thought the series was over. I'm not going to lie.
It's a great series unless you're a Braves fan. I don't think think it was a great series.
Right. You don't think it was a great series overall?
No. I said unless you're a Braves fan. Right. I mean, they don't want to hear about what a great comeback story.
Hey, they were a part of a great series.
Right. They wanted to go to the World Series. Their team was really good to start the playoffs and faded at the end. I mean, they needed to win one game. They couldn't get it done. The Dodgers needed to win. That was one thing that I looked at was the Dodgers, who have now made the World Series 3 times in the last 4 years. And, you know, they kicked everybody's butt during the regular season, 43 wins. They had everything going. And they were in a hole. And I'm with you. I picked the Dodgers, but I thought that they were not going to make it. I thought the Braves were good enough to win one game of the final three and move on. And instead, the Dodgers made it there. So this will be the Dodgers have to now win the World Series. And for Atlanta, you know what? I know a lot of people were mad at me because I put my mouse tweet about out after they lost and they were upset and all that. But Atlanta is Chokelanta. Atlanta used to be home of Coke. It's home of Choke. I mean, how can you not look at that town any way differently?
Now, are you putting different other, not just these Braves, you're saying overall?
Well, Braves, the Falcons, the
Falcons
Super Bowl.
Are just horrible. Okay.
No,
okay.
No, no. I'm talking about chokes. The 28-3 Super Bowl,
right.
Choke.
Right.
This is a choke. And then you could go back, and I know they don't play in Atlanta, Chris, but Georgia's football team had Alabama down 27 in the national championship game, and they choked that one away. I mean, if you're a fan in that city or that in that state, it's been rough since 2017. These are all three big chokes that have happened in the last 3 years.
The Hawks have never choked in the finals.
Well, because they've never been there. It's easy not to choke.
I hear you. Obviously, you make some good points. We know. Look, Hotlanta, Atlanta, we love y'all, whatever. We know it's a horrible sports town.
It just is. Just
right. It is horrible. There's no – a little – it's okay maybe for college sports, you know, college football.
You know what they say? Whenever I say that, you know what they say? Well, the MLS team has a great fan base. Oh, that's what they throw at me, Chris.
Stop it.
The MLS team has a great fan base. I said, okay. But we've covered games.
Yeah.
We've covered games there.
Yes. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to say this, though, Rob. I don't think the Braves choked. And usually, you know, we talked about it with the Clippers giving up the 3-1 lead. If you lose a 3-1 lead, almost invariably, no matter how well the other team played, you choked, right? Rob, think baseball is different. Because we see it all the time. You get hot. You go into a slump. You lose, you know, a mini series or, you know, three straight games to an inferior team. It just happens all the time, different pitchers pitching. I think that the Dodgers heated up. Corey Seager, I mean, not just in this series, but, you know, he's this postseason, he's finally kind of back to his old self after the injuries and all that. Bellinger got hot. I think the Dodgers took it.
I don't think this was a choke. This is where I disagree.
Would you agree, though, that baseball's different than the other sports?
A little bit, but this was a choke job, Chris, because they also ran themselves out of innings. They were up 2-0 in game 7. They on a ball
but
hit to the third baseman.
Hold.
No, but a ball hit to the third baseman. They ran into a double play. On a play where you have second and third and nobody out, there's no way you run into a double play. The game before where Mookie Betts made a nice play and the runner, Osuna, left too early. That was another run in the game, Chris. So I'm telling you, like...
Youthful ignorance.
They made bad plays that cost them. If they get more runs in the first inning of yesterday's game, they had the bases loaded, nobody out, and again, they only got one run. That's a blessing. So when I say that they choked, they didn't do what they needed to do to win that game, and that's why I say the Dodgers played fine. The Braves choked.
All right, we got Dodgers-Rays. I tell you what, it's good for baseball. It was the Dodgers. No offense to the Braves, but I think a Dodgers-Rays series, even though the Rays aren't that well-known, you know, for the casual fan, it's going to be a good series because the Rays are great.
The Rays, they were good all year. So
right. The two best teams in the leagues, you know, finally meeting. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. 2 hours left.